So this stop is the first stop for all tourists, Pat O'Brien's, home of the Hurricane, the iconic New Orleans drink of the late 20th and 21st century as well.
The lore of the Hurricane is that it began when the manager, a guy named Charlie Cantrell, was saddled with way too much rum. He had rum because during the war, it was really hard to get good whiskey. In the U.S., all of the distilleries were ordered to start producing neutral alcohol to be used in munitions and in aviation fuel. So there's tons of rum, and Charlie Cantrell wanted to figure out how he could move rum. One way to move rum is to make a drink with 4 ounces of rum in it.
Apparently his bartender Louis Culligan came up with it, but it's not that simple, as no real cocktail history is that simple, because there also happened to be a book called the Ron Rico Mixtro Guide, which the Ron Rico Puerto Rican Rum Company put out to move their product among restaurateurs and bar owners in the U.S. Some of them are undated. My copy's undated, but a lot of them say 1941. And there is a Hurricane Punch in there, which is very similar to the original Louis Culligan recipe. It's a chicken or the egg thing. Did Louis get it from the Mixtro Guide, or did the Mixtro Guy get it from Pat O'Brien's? We don't know.
It's really, I'd say, one of the first trademark drinks on Bourbon Street, one that had its own look, its own basically a built-in logo in the glass. It was designed, glasses were designed to look like a hurricane lamp, which is something that everybody had at the time because the electricity system was not as stable as it is now, and so you might be losing your power at any time, especially during a hurricane, hence the name.
It's a very iconic glass. It's one of the few times I can think of, maybe the only time, where a glass was created for a specific drink and then became eponymous. It's just called the Hurricane Glass. No matter where you go in the world, if you have a drink served in that glass, it's a Hurricane Glass.
Yeah, the Hurricane has evolved over the years, and it started out, the recipe was basically 4 ounces of rum, ounce each of lemon and lime juice. And then it was it 2 ounces of passion fruit?
2 ounces of passion fruit. That was a little bit too expensive for most people, so it eventually morphed into 2 ounces of what was either called red passion fruit syrup or red fashionola. Remember where you are. If you're outside on a nice day, the patio of Pat O'Brien's is one of the most beautiful spots in the quarter. And you've just, by buying that drink, you've purchased a bit of real estate. Even if the drink isn't to your taste, the glass is yours to take home, which sometimes they neglect to tell you. The price of that is built into the drink, so make sure that you redeem your glass.